What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Law from the Art of Storytelling, Taos by Law. And welcome, actually, for those of you first listening, how many of you, by show of hands, I'm joking, I know I can't see your hands, but how many of you guys have listened to my buddy Tommy's 10 Minutes or Less or 6 Degrees series? If you don't know who Tommy is my audio engineer, my partner in crime. We work together at Imbeyond and Geek Ronin, do so much together, brother from another mother. But he has these great series that I am a huge fan of. And a couple weeks ago, no, actually a little more than that, a couple months ago, I did a 10 Minutes or Less episode that he put up on his cast, which I found really dope, you know. And then he came out with 6 Degrees, his series, part one, or rather season one, the end of last year. And I was so intrigued by it that I was so excited for him to let me, like, be in on season two. But before I got into it, I told him that I wanted to answer all of the questions from season one. So if you guys haven't heard season one, stop this. Go to I Am Thomas TBG or I Am TBG, wherever you find your podcast app. Actually, if you're listening to it where you're listening to me, it'd be the same way you can find him, I Am TBG, and go check it out. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe, tell him I sent you, and give him all the love and support because he is an awesome dude with a very, very dope series right now. So, the premise is... Actually, I think I'll save the premise for later for those of you guys who don't know and see, based on my answers, based on, you know, what I'm doing, if you can pretty much surmise what his premise is. Keep in mind, I will say that there should be 5 more people other than myself answering these questions. So it's sort of a social experiment, if you will. All right. So his first question was audio or visual, which, you know, off the cuff, I immediately say visual. I watch YouTube more than I listen to music. I watch TV and movies more than I, you know, do audiobooks, that kind of thing. And, you know, I tried getting to the audiobook scene. The closest I can get to is, like, LeVar Burton reads. I want to say that's about it because I'm a very visual person. Unless you can grab me with either a good voice or good content, it's very hard for me to stick with an audiobook or just audio stuff. And then to follow up, he then asks, digital or analog? Which I thought would be hard because I am, as much as I'm a, like, technology person, I do like old school things. Like, I like fiddling with my watches, like very analog watches that I have. I just actually got a smartwatch from my sister for my birthday, and it's tough because, like, I know internally I'm a digital person. Like, almost everything I do is on a digital platform of some kind. But there's still part of me that still likes and appreciates analog things and, you know, doesn't want, you know, everything to be at a push of a button, more or less. Like, I would prefer to do certain things myself. But I know that in the future and the way things are going, you know, Google Home, Alexa, all these other things, they're just going to be so intertwined into our everyday life that it's going to be hard to kind of be able to do things on your own. So first off, he's asking these questions to, again, 6 different people, and it's kind of a social experiment to see what separates us or what connects us. So if those of you who guessed it, that is it. It's really, really dope concept, and I immediately fell in love with it and wanted to be a part of it. Tommy, if you are listening when you are editing this, because Tommy is also my engineer, I'm so proud of you, and I cannot wait to hear the rest of season two. I just listened to season two, episode two, this morning as it aired, and I am so, so ecstatic to hear the rest of it. Moving right along, his second question, which is funny because his questions, like, range the gambit of, like, you know, like, he had a very baseline question for a lot of the listeners, or for the for his guests in the first season, and also for us, the listeners, and it was still enough to be very leave you stumped. Like, you had to really think about it, because, you know, if you can only live by audio or visual alone, meaning that if I chose visual like I did, and, you know, that's the only way I can view things or do things, that means I don't have any audio. That means I can't hear anything. I'm such a visual person that that's okay by me, but for a lot of people, that won't be the case. And it's such an interesting thing, you know, even with digital analog, it's kind of like saying, you know, are we going to get to a future where everything is digital, but then what if, like, you know, something like Y2K happens, where everything's supposedly supposed to shut down and da da da, and we're sent back to the Stone Age, right? Well, what if that does happen? Would we then not be able to use analog systems anymore? Do we not know it? Should we still learn it? Should we still practice it? Because we don't want to forget that, in the event that digital technology takes us so far ahead that it becomes, you know, a lost art to even do something as simple as flip a light switch, or, you know, turn on TV with, you know, a knob, you know, something as trivial as that we consider trivial, but, you know, for someone in the distant future would look at it like it's primitive, you know, technology that they just couldn't understand and wrap their heads around. So going on to question two, his second question was, what is your philosophy on life? And if I had to boil down my two philosophies, I would say it would be Hakuna Matata, and it would be fuck it. Now, to preface the Hakuna Matata, if you guys have been listening to my podcast, if not, welcome to my show. How's it going? In the episode with my mom, I briefly spoke about that I had been saying no worries since before The Lion King even came out. You know, I would always be like, no worries, no worries, it's all good, no worries, no worries. And I still carry that to today. And even more so, I think because of Lion King and because of that philosophy that Timon and Pumbaa taught Simba, where Hakuna Matata, it means no worries for the rest of your days. Like, it is what it is. Like, you know, it's a problem-free philosophy, you know, and I'm sure I just got a bunch of you to sing it in your heads as well. It's a very, you know, I can't control what's out of my control, so why worry about it? You know what I mean? It's pretty much that in a nutshell for me, at its base form. And then I, you know, I've always had that, but it took me until about my 20s. I just turned 31, so it took me about until my 20s where fuck it came into life, where I kind of had to just do things, you know, I'll figure it out later. It's sort of like not reckless abandon, I want to say, but more so a idea of like, you only live once, you know, not the YOLO, but literally, like, you only do things once. Like, if you miss this chance, you might not get it again. You know, what's the harm in trying something? You know what I mean? Within safe realms, and even then, you know, live your life. If you feel that something is going to be, you know, a better, something to better yourself, your lifestyle, your views, your just everyday kind of joy, why not? You know what I mean? I did, for my 21st birthday, I went to Vegas and I went skydiving. that was kind of my big fuck it moment, where I was just like, yo, I'm going to Vegas, I'm going skydiving, those are my two things, and I had no one else, like, there was no one in the world who could stop me at that point, you know what I mean? And I think now, as I get older, it's translated to, you know what, I'm just gonna do me, and fuck it, it is what it is. I'll learn, I'll figure it out, I'll make it work, but at the end of the day, you have to kind of just do it. You just have to. You can't sit there and kind of wonder and figure it out and be like, oh man, like, you know, you just have to do it. Take that leap of faith, you know what I mean? And you'll figure it out later. I think that about sums that one up. Again, if you are listening, welcome to the show. Welcome to 6 Degrees by Tiles by Law, sponsored by that beard guy. I don't even know. Question 3, ability. Now, he said, what ability that you do not currently possess would you like to have and why? And he actually brought up a really good one. It doesn't, you know, it could be anything from like super strength or super hearing, that kind of thing. But he actually brought up a really good one, which was, he said that he would like to be able to speak and understand any language in the world. And I thought that was really dope. I think, like, you know, if that were possible, it would probably, you know, help solve so many issues, because not only, in my opinion, is like spoken language such a factor, but I think to even like add on to what he said by language, I think even going in as far as like body language, like being able to understand people is cool and all, you know, by a language as in spoken language, like perspective, like you always want to be able to go, hey, I have no idea what that family is telling me, you know, and they're just trying to go to the Empire State Building and I can't explain to them how to move down the streets because I don't speak their language. But even so much as body language, I think would help, because you know, there's so many things that are done unconsciously where you're body language says so much more than what you actually say, and it can be sometimes off-putting to people, and it may not be your intention, but it's just a language barrier in that sense. So I, you know, my two cents on that, and I really think that was a cool answer. My ability, though, that I would love to have, and I've actually had this like discussion for years now, I want to say, there's an ability, and I don't quite remember what it's called. I think it's like telekinesticity, I think it's called. The basic premise is, whatever I would see, again, I'm a very visual person, so whatever I see, my body would then know and understand how to do it. So let's say I'm looking at someone who is an expert gymnast. I'll watch a video of them, and then my body instantly remembers that, like, movements and the steps, and I understand without ever having to train or try it, and I would be able to perform that task. I think that would be a really awesome ability to have. I first saw it in Alphas, a show gone way too soon, but if you guys know what I mean, one of the girls, Kat, I believe, had that ability. The drawback for her was that she lost her memory, her short-term memory, every like 3 months, so anything from 3 months prior, she would just lose. Her body retained that muscle memory, but other than that, she could not remember like names and faces if she met them within 3 months, and it was really difficult for her. But again, still dope ability that I would love to have. So the next one he asks is favorite terrible movie, which it's very hard for me to pick just one, and I'll explain why. When I used to live in my old apartment with my ex-roommate, I would do a thing where I think I'd off on Tuesdays, or I just didn't have to go in until late, and I made it Bad Movie Tuesday, and I would watch, like, the most terrible, like, terrible movies, like, things that I've always wanted to get around to seeing and just never got around to seeing them, and, you know, they were mindless, like, not really well-written or well-received, and, you know, I would watch it once and probably never watch it again, but they not necessarily were my favorites, but I have a very special place in my heart for bad movies sometimes, just because it takes a lot of effort to be that bad, I feel like. Like, I don't know if people intentionally mean to make a C-list movie, or B-list movie for that matter, but I feel like you have to go out of your way for some of these. With that said, a lot of my guilty pleasure, terrible movies, and I feel bad for saying them. For one, I would say the original with Vincent Price, House on Haunted Hill. And it's only terrible because it doesn't still hold up. Like, I watched it as a kid, and I remember getting scared at, like, the one part where, like, the fake ghost popped out or what have you, and everyone's like, oh my gosh. But then I watched that, like, as I got older, and I was just like, oh, right. This movie's trash. You know, it just doesn't hold up, and that's fine. I want to say, keeping with the older nostalgia movies, where I'm like, how in the world was I, like, still watching it? And I'll still, if it's on, I'll watch it. Like, I gotta put way up high my... It's so bad. I don't want to call these movies terrible, but they were terrible, like, now. I don't know if they're still terrible then. But the Three Ninjas movies? I know. That and Surf Ninjas, like, go up there on my list of, like, guilty pleasure movies where people are like, dude, those movies are trash. And I was like, I know, but they're my trash, and I love them so much. Do not shit on my trash. But... yeah, I have to say those are mine. You know, I have a couple, maybe, like, there was a movie called Stay Alive, which had a great premise in theory, but just not that greatly executed. Still watch it to this day. You know, I don't know. It's just, you know, there's some that for me, you know, I don't know if they're terrible, but people will, you know, shit on me for it, and I can't really argue it, but I, you know, it is what it is. All right, getting into the next one. We are at question 5. My favorite smell and what memory it calls forth. Now, this smell isn't, like, specific to one particular smell, but when I think of the combination of smells, it reminds me of my uncle. So, it's a combination of, like, cheap cologne, like Jacar, like, cologne or aftershave, smelled with, like, cigarettes and, like, puppies, like, or dogs. It's a very, like, distinct smell. Like, it shouldn't be a smell that, like, you would seek out, you know, kind of thing. But every time, like, I've been around people where, like, those combinations of smells are, like, almost together, it immediately brings back my uncle. And, you know, I was really close with him before he passed away, and even now, like, I still feel like I'm close with him. You know, he's one of my favorite people, loved his laugh. Every time I smell those smells, I can always hear his laugh. I can hear him, like, shouting out the window, "Yo, Lawrence," da-da-da, from out the window. And, yeah, like, that's just, you know, one of those things where I think, you know, I can't really look at Jakar, like, I vaguely remember, like, wearing it as a kid, like, but then realizing it was, like, not great cologne. It was, if you know, you know. Like, I'm just gonna leave it at that. It's not particularly the best cologne out there, but, you know, it worked for my uncle. He had, like, that rough, like, I don't care, take me for what I am kind of vibe, I guess. Shout out to Uncle Doug. You're the man, homie. We are finally at the end. This one actually went really fast. This went a lot faster than I thought it would. I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. Like, I've been sitting on this for, like, a couple days now, and really wanted to take my time and, like, make sure that I did justice for Tommy's show and series that I'm just so proud of again. The last question is, do I believe in fate or free will? Now, let me pause to take a sip of water. So, I've been toying around with this idea since I've heard it, and probably since before that, that life isn't one or the other. And the reason for that is you have to think of life almost like, though, for those of you newer listeners or younger listeners, you're probably thinking Bandersnatch. For listeners who are my age or older, you're thinking Goosebumps. But think of your choose your own adventure. Life is a choose your own adventure. Now, there are fixed endings that, you know, whatever scenario you choose, you're going to get to that ending. And that ending inevitably is your destiny. But your destiny can change, and it could, you know, be interwoven, and it could, like, go this way or that way. But that's all based on your choices, your free will. If my free will and my choice to stay where I was and doing, you know, aquatics and everything else and staying with my ex-girlfriend and all this other stuff that, you know, could have been, would have been, should have been, if those things happen, I firmly believe that I would not be on the path that I'm on today. I would have been in Australia earlier than I thought I would be. Not to say that I'm in Australia now, but that's always been the plan in the back of my head. But I would have been in Australia. I would have been married. I would have not been at conventions. I would not have met Tommy and Hutch and the crew, you know, and I probably wouldn't be podcasting. I probably wouldn't be doing photography. Like, this path was, you know, a path that was brought on as a result of an incident that I had no control over. So that part may have been destiny, but I had a choice, and I chose to make the most out of it. So by my making the most out of it and choosing to go to the con that I met Hutch at, and, you know, everything else that spiraled and snowballed after that, I believe that those choices help influence my current situation and ultimately have shaped multiple pathways for multiple ending destinations and destinies. Now, is that to say that, you know, maybe I'm wrong? No. This could be all wrong. This could be just me, you know, blowing smoke. But I don't believe that the two are so much, what's the word I'm looking for? Tommy, you're gonna have to help me out here. But I don't think the two are so, like, different, or they can't go hand in hand, that, you know, you have them separated. I think it's not one or the other, it's both. And by choosing both, you kind of give yourself more options. And if that's not a testament of how life pretty much is, I kind of don't know what is. think that's it. I think that was my six questions, or rather Tommy's six questions from season one. I hope you guys have enjoyed. I know I have. Please, please, please go to IamThomasTBG.com for all of his podcasts, his audio stuff, stuff with 10 minutes or less, 6 Degrees, his band, The Floating Lighthouse. He has some music up there. He has some blog posts up there. He's been doing a lot of work, and we have loads of projects ready to go. Shout out to Sebastian, Hutch, Kimbo, a bunch of other people that we're working with on like some projects that are going to be so much fun. Shout out to Demetrius and Dennis. I got projects working on with, and it's 2019 is going to be a really dope year, and I'm really excited, and I hope you guys are just as excited to get all this brand new content that we're about to start pushing out. All right. Be sure to follow me at Taos by Law on all my social media. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on SoundCloud. You can find me on all the podcast apps. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find me on my website, which I do need to update at some point. I think that is it for now. Yeah, I would say let's end it on that note. All right. I love you guys. Thank you for following me. Thank you for showing all your love and support. And as always, follow your path. Peace.